deep in the woods of Osceola, Missouri, there was a place called the Black Rabbit of Twilight Council Ring. It was an amphitheater, an arena surrounded by seats made of splintery wooden boards held up by concrete. This was a place for the animal tribes people of the Gatsi tribe. In the Boy Scout camp, a place like this would, at some point, be filled so full with people that you would be elbow to elbow with other people and have nowhere to move. But here in this council ring, which was much larger than any other such place in the whole camp, with this tribe of mostly small-bodied creatures, there was ample room for everyone. This was a place of many stories, strong medicine, and many great bonfires. It was September again, so the Boy Scouts had all gone home, leaving the forest peaceful and quiet, a wonderful time for the Gatsi. There were more than 100 of them, furry animals dressed in all kinds of native tribal attire, like elaborate dance costumes, ladies in shawls, artificial buckskin, and buffalo hide dresses and skirts. Other animals with headdresses, with feathers and horns, bone breastplates, breechcloths, porcupine quills, leggings, and robes. A tom-tom beat slowly as more animals entered the circular amphitheater, the critters giving their ceremonial bows to God and to the place that He blessed, before they seated themselves and began conversing to one another in the strange Gatsi language. The tom-tom beaters, seeing that no one else was going to be coming in, beat on their drums loudly to signal to the chieftain. The chieftain, noting this, called the fire builders forward, who nearly slid across the gravel in their hurry to build a ceremonial bonfire. When the fire had started, filling the air with hot sparks and the smells of cedar, how-hows were said, and a sachem rabbit by the name of Blazing Black Arrow took the tribal talking stick and called for their attention. Since he had the stick, he was the only tribesman allowed to talk for the next few minutes. He asked everyone to help sing a special song in a strange language. This concludes the first page. Part 2 will be read in the next broadcast.
If you'd like to get in contact with @tree, you may email him at @tree@yahoo.com. That is the letter @yahoo.com.
For more devotionals, please go to www.egroups.com/fuzzylowbarbread.
Thank you for listening to Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.